In the heart of Christ, we will stand. We are the parish of the servant of God, Julia Greeley, a woman born into slavery, horrifically mistreated, beaten and abused. Only with the Emancipation Proclamation enacted in Missouri was she able to finally be free. And because of a job opportunity, she came here to Denver. She knew Jesus. She identified with his being in chains, his being unjustly tortured, his being unjustly imprisoned, beaten. But she didn't know the fullness of the truth and the gift of Christ in the sacraments of the Catholic faith. And it was here in this very parish, coming to Denver, that she learned about this great treasure of the Eucharist, Jesus in the sacraments. And she came, and she came daily, and she prayed before that crucifix there on the wall, which was then close to the statue of Saint Therese of Lisieux to my right or your left. And in that discernment and prayer, she was received into the church. Her baptism and confirmation and First Communion is registered in our oldest books in our safe here in the church, and we've made digital copies, the Archdiocese has. She was a woman who was defiant in the face of slavery and abuse. That's why her eye is drooped and closed in the only picture we have of her. It was constantly exuding some kind of liquid. It was always an issue because it's believed that when her mother was being beaten, even as a child, she knew, stop, this is not right. And she got between the slave owner and her beloved mother and was whipped, and the whip caught her eye, and she would never see out of that eye again. She was defiant from the beginning, but not with violence, but with purpose and fortitude, with prayer and charity. That is that Christian sense of defiance in the face of adversity that we are all called to. It was embodied beautifully by Dr. Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Organization then, when they were beaten and spat upon, clubbed, bitten by dogs, hosed down like animals, and never raised a fist in response, never made an act of violence. In the scriptures today, particularly the first reading, we hear how God will call all the nations to gather and worship, not the ones we expect, not the ones we identify with, but from every land and tribe and nation and language and people, we will stand defiant on the heart of Christ to worship him in the face of any adversity whatsoever. That is the beautiful and rich history of our parish of Sacred Heart here in Denver, founded by the great Jesuits, the great missionary order of the world. To my right is St. Ignatius of Loyola, and to my left above me is St. Francis Xavier, arguably the greatest missionary in the history of the world by numbers, in terms of baptisms and conversions, second only to Our Lady of Guadalupe, who by her few appearances in the 1500s brought about the conversion of 9 million Native Americans to the faith. There is no greater missionary disciple in the history of Christianity than Our Lady of Guadalupe, but St. Francis Xavier definitely is a close second. And so the history of this parish is marked by the Germans that started it and the Irish that followed and the persecutions they endured for their faith and their ethnic heritage and culture in this country, particularly in the 1920s when the Ku Klux Klan was rampant and powerful in this city, the largest gathering of such an organization in the country, an association second only to Indiana in the 1920s. And they were followed by the Italians, and then now the Mexican community and the Mexican-American community, all of which have experienced all kinds of racism and hatred and discrimination, even among their own fellow Catholics. When Julia Greeley would come to Mass here, she would attend the High Holy Mass. And in some Catholic churches, sadly, it is true, the blacks or the Mexicans had to sit in the back, and only the whites could come front and worship and pray. But Julia Greeley was always in the front. And one parishioner complained to the Jesuit pastor that this black woman, was too close to the front, and that when they would kneel along the communion rail to receive Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar, their elbows may touch, and she was furious. The Jesuit pastor told her, "That is Julia's seat, and she will remain there." He was defiant, firm but loving, kind and compassionate but clear, unequivocal in his efforts to protect and care for the least of these, in that case, Julia Greeley. We are all going to endure some kind of suffering. And the letter to the Hebrews speaks about that today. In the Old Testament or Hebrew scriptures, it was common belief, even in the religious context, that when someone was sick or suffering some kind of injustice or problem, it was because of their sin, and God was punishing them. And Christ worked hard throughout the Gospels to correct that misunderstanding. It is not because of your sin that there is this kind of suffering necessarily. The letter to the Hebrews gives a different perspective. It tells us that when we're experiencing suffering of some way, discrimination, illness, it is God's way to discipline and strengthen our hearts so that we would remain firm with fortitude to persevere in the face of adversity, loving the Lord at all costs, no matter what. And the greater the suffering, the greater the love. But isn't that the story of Christ crucified? It must be the story of each of us who are his followers, if we consider ourselves to be so. Like in martial arts, we learn the more you punch something hard, the stronger and harder your bones actually get. Those of you who work in construction or manual labor, carpenters, your skin is rough and strong. It's not easily torn or cut. The more we work and the more we suffer, the more we endure, the stronger the body becomes. Even when you break a bone, when it grows back and fuses, it's actually stronger than it was originally. So too in the spiritual life, it can be that when we persevere with the defiance embodied by Christ, humbly, lovingly standing his ground, that we too can experience what it is to be stronger in the faith through that discipline because of the sufferings of life. Do you know, for the early Christians, they embodied defiance in the face of the most powerful empire ever known on the history of this planet during their time, particularly because all Roman citizens proclaimed in faith, "Caesar is Lord." They worshiped Caesar as God. And for this ragamuffin group from the outskirts of the Roman Empire to come into the center of Rome itself and declare, "No, Jesus is Lord," was a profound act of defiance. They did not act out in violence. Their defiance was not filled with grotesque and vulgar language. They stood their ground as they were thrown to the lions, tarred and lit on fire, decapitated or crucified. Their defiance was embodied by a firmness of faith that would respond in love to the most cruel treatments. In the heart of Christ, we will stand. We have done that since our inception in 1879. The Germans, the Italians, the Irish, the Mexicans, the Mexican-Americans. Whatever experience of suffering or persecution we may have endured, we stand on the heart of Christ to give us the grace to persevere, to be strengthened in the faith. Now, it is not enough to simply say, "I am a prisoner of Sacred Heart, therefore I am defiant like the Lord in the most humble and loving way by serving in spite of people's responses or reactions." It is not enough to simply be in the pews. There were many years of my life where I went to Mass every Sunday, but I didn't know the Lord. I was there because I had to or out of obligation. I sat in those pews. I called him Lord. I ate and drank with him at this table. I heard his word preached, but I didn't know him. I didn't love him. I was simply a warm body in the pew. To experience what it means to stand in solidarity with Christ, defiant in the face of suffering and persecution of any and all kinds, and to faithfully follow him means more than simply to just sit in these pews. That's what Jesus is saying in the gospel today. "Not all who call upon me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven." It is not enough to say, "Lord, I ate with you and drank with you. I heard you preach in the church." But rather, what does that look like in your day-to-day? Do you stand defiant with Christ in the face of suffering, only calling upon him more? Do you stand defiant with Christ in the face of hatred, persecution, discrimination, and love and serve those people even more? You know, Julia Greeley endured racism in her own parish here of Sacred Heart. And then when she went around the city, poor as she was, begging for food and clothing and mattresses and whatever she could get her hands on, and then going around the city giving it out to those she knew needed it, she started to experience that the white people in town, some of them Catholic, some of them not, it didn't matter who they were, she gave it if they needed it, started telling her, no, we don't need it. But she knew they did. She had heard from the priests. Julia, can you help so-and-so family? They don't have any food, or they don't have any coal, and it's cold. It'll be cold tonight. And Julia would bring it to them, and they'd say, oh, no, we're good. Thank you, Julia. She quickly realized that the people wouldn't accept her offerings and her generosity because it was coming from a black freed slave woman. And there was racism there or pride, and they didn't want it to look like they needed the help of a black woman. Instead of Julia becoming angry and walking away, shaking the dust off her sandals, as it says in the gospel, and going to someone else, she simply decided to do it at night, hidden. She dropped the clothes or food or things off of the door, knock and run away, or have someone else knock and watch to make sure they got it and it wasn't spoiled in the cold or the heat or lost somehow. She continued doing what she was doing, not because of them, but because she stood on the heart of Christ. And she did it for love of him. It wasn't about how they reacted or how they treated her, but about how Christ loved her and her ability to accept that love after so many decades of horrific treatment and abuse. She was thirsty for the love of a Savior who knew her sufferings and who would never abandon her. And it was compelled by that relationship that was personal and real that the fruits of the Spirit were made manifest in her prayer, in her love of God, and in her love of neighbor. So where do you stand? What does your day-to-day look like? How are you, like Julia Greeley, giving to your community? How are you participating in your parish family of Sacred Heart? It is not enough to come for an hour on Sundays. There is more that the Lord is calling us to, but we can only do it joyfully if what we do is a response to the joy of his unconditional love. If we do it under duress, if we do it because Father Eric said so, if we do it because we feel forced or pressured, inevitably we may do a lot of good, but we'll be miserable and cranky and sour-faced and unapproachable and scary. And very much the opposite of the joyful disciple that draws people into the heart of Christ. You will know those who have stood on the heart of Christ in response to accepting the gift of his love because they're here and they're joyful. They're friendly. They're outgoing. They're non-judgmental. They serve. They do what they do out of love for Christ, whether you appreciate it or not, whether it makes you angry or happy, because it's about his love for me and you, and not about how others fall short in loving us in response. Behold, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last. Our parishioner, Julia Greeley, embodies this gospel. And if we are to stand on the shoulders of the Catholics that have gone before us, who have endured all kinds of hardship, as the letter to the Hebrews speaks about in our history, if we were to stand on the shoulders of Julia Greeley and the great legacy of the Jesuits who founded this parish, it will be because we stand defiant in the face of this world and its anti-Christian context by loving those who hate us, by doing good to those who reject us, and by constantly being renewed in the love of Christ through prayer as the blood and water which poured out from his pure side washes us, cleanses us, forgives us, and strengthens us to leave these doors and be a witness once again here in these streets as Julia Greeley did. We may not be dragging a little red wagon full of goodies to give out to those most in need, but we can carry Christ in our hearts and the joy that it creates in our lives so that every encounter with every stranger may be an opportunity to tell them about our Savior and our friend. We here at Sacred Heart Catholic Church of Denver stand on the heart of Christ, His Sacred Heart. Our defiance is one manifested by humble service, loving compassion, and passionate, joyful, heartfelt prayer. So let us stand together, because it is the heart of Christ that compels us and loves us to follow Him faithfully until the end. As we together profess, I believe in one God.